Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy-wotsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wing-wong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top who's it, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
That's right, he cycled here in a waistcoat, and if that doesn't make you hungry for your breakfast, I don't know.
Not just a waistcoat, but is that a cravat that you have around your neck?
Yeah. I like the cravat.
It's a cravat, waistcoat, and new glasses, which I don't actually need.
I love the fact that you wear spectacles.
Faux spectacles.
I love that you said cycle here in a waistcoat like it was prison slang for something. So I'll cycle your waistcoat.
That's how I say most things, actually.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks for hosting.
Do you know what? You've already given a birthday present to
Marie
Cardi.
You have, without even knowing.
Okay, fill me in.
Well, I did have a dream last night that I was nude in a bath with you, Hamish and Andy.
What?
And I woke, I think it was an early birthday
present.
What
I love about you, Marie Cardi, is that you will admit to that.
Why wouldn't I? It was a great dream.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sat and cast lingering looks over everyone in the bathtub.
Like some weird sex pretzel.
Nothing happened. We're all just soaping.
Sure. Sure nothing happened.
We were just
happened.
Getting clean.
Yeah, all right.
I swear on my dog, it wasn't a sex dream, but it was just a nice little bathing dream. Rub-a-dub-dub, three spunks in a tub.
I think that's going to go on Erotic Marique.
Erotic Marique going? This is the website you set up for Marique.
We've had about 4,000 hits in the past 3 weeks or so. You've got a market.
Great.
You're Mills and Boone-ish at this stage.
Well, it's a little more racy than Mills and Boone, isn't it?
It's frighteningly pornographic at points, actually.
It is completely.
Speaking of markets, poisonous gardening.
Yes. Now, I'm going to be really candid. I have an aversion to poisonous plants, not for the obvious reason that it's, you know, logically sound, but because when I was about 9, I went bushwalking and wiped my bum with some fairly toxic plants.
Really?
Did you
and
really?
And had to be carried back by my dad along the bush trail with no pants on, crying, which I know sounds hot because you're imagining me now being carried by my dad. And it's almost Father's Day. Hello. And basically, author Amy Stewart, she's 39, she lives in California, and she writes about poisonous plants, but she's taken it to the next level, and she's actually got, she's grown pretty much every single poisonous plant there is known to man inside her garden.
What a catch.
Yeah. And basically, that's kind of nuts, but essentially what that means to me is she is like the herbology teacher from Hogwarts. Which makes this whole story irrelevant. And now we have to focus on the fact that possibly Hogwarts is real and that it's in California somewhere. Maybe. Frank Lloyd Wright died sometime in the past, let's say 50 years.
One of the greatest architects ever.
Really wonderful guy.
He was a bit of a prick, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You know him,
do you? Don't speak ill of the dead.
No, it's true. He was an amazing architect. And a bit of a prick.
Just an asshat.
Yeah.
Well, he did the Guggenheim, and then he did the Guggenheim 2, this time it's Spanish.
Oh, what a prick.
Yeah. What an ass. And basically, if you're an actor and you want to get immortalized in, like, toy form, someone might you get action figures made of you, you know? So you've got, like, Viggo Mortensen's got action figures up the wazoo. Not actually. That would really hurt.
Eddie Murphy's already done it anyway.
That kung fu grip can just... Anyway. So, how would you immortalize Frank Lloyd Wright in toy form?
As a house?
Lego.
Of course.
Lego has released an official line of Frank Lloyd Wright Lego, which is pretty awesome. What I'm going to do is populate it entirely with astronauts and
pirates. How do
you make
the Guggenheim out of Lego? Because it's completely off-kilter and you know, Lego sort of is all about straight lines and stuff.
I don't know. I don't really get Lego. I don't really use Lego. But, you know, he won't get any of... He is a prick, Robbie, but what's good is he won't get any of the profit from this.
Because he's dead.
He's dead now.
Yeah.
And you guys have trouble waking up in the morning. I know
Lindsay?
What, I'm here? Am I not?
You sure are.
He's conscious. Whenever I talk about alarm clocks, I tend to harp on about ones that are fairly violent. You know, there's that bomb that you have to defuse.
I like the bomb one.
Or there's the gun one that you have to shoot the clock to turn it off. Imagine if you had, say, a British butler that could gently poke you and say, excuse me, sir, would you mind awfully waking up?
If this has got anything to do with the nanny, I'm going to ask you to leave.
It doesn't. Yes, it's Niles, the alarm clock.
Franny.
Well, you guys, are you any of you guys fans of Stephen Fry?
Yes.
Yeah, well, imagine if you could have an awesome mahogany-esque clock with 124 sayings where Stephen Fry playing a character called Jeeves from Jeeves and Worcester actually like wakes you up randomly. Wow. Now, that's pretty awesome, but he played Oscar Wilde in the movie Wilde, and that'd be a bit like being woken up by Oscar Wilde, so it'd be like the importance of being early. What?
Wow.
That was awesome. That's the best pun you'll hear all day.
Wow.
Salame.
Paul Verhoeven, you're going to hang around this morning because we're going to come back after the news.
and get into part two of Nerds of a Feather this morning. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy watsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wingwong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top hoozit, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
And I've only just noticed that between the news and now, he's removed his cravat. Ooh. Was it something we said?
Getting intimate. Oops, sorry.
If I stay around for another, you know, hour or so, I will slowly remove my clothing until I'm wearing nothing.
Happy birthday to me.
You do eat meat. Now, speaking of meat, do you guys like pants?
Yes.
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 Okay, do you like...
meat pants. I love meat pants.
Well, that's weird, dude. Because this is about meat pants.
Because this is a development of bacon hat? Because bacon hat I'm a fan of.
There's bacon lube, there's bacon band-aids, there's...
You've seen bacon lube.
Bacon band-aids.
There's gherkin lube as well.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's a good thing that, yeah, I'm glad they haven't cured cancer yet, but apparently gherkins need a lot of focus. Now, bacon pants.
Meat pants.
It's practically sold meat pants. And you said it before, like Hannibal Lecter, you know, in a helium chamber.
Mm. Meat.
Yeah. That was very good. Basically, if you combine the...
Thanks, Paul.
That's all right.
Thanks very much.
That's how my dog says meat.
Really?
And she talks.
Yes. Marique's dog has only ever said one word, one English
word. Well, that's the only word she needs to say.
Meat.
And I have to maybe press down on her stomach just a tiny bit, but it's like a tickle, like a tickle of encouragement.
Like a hairy bagpipe.
She's sort of going, and then I give her a little push and she goes, meat.
That's true.
And
no,
so
it's enshrined in law. There's a precedent. It's not animal abuse if it's funny.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Meat pants.
Yeah,
I'll get her to say pants soon.
No, they're actually called brief jerky. and sorry, these guys on Etsy, this art and craft site, can kind of custom make these bedazzled meat pants for you, and they actually make them to fit you. So essentially, the idea behind edible underwear is that it should be sexy when someone eats it off you, but meat pants, typically the only thing that's going to eat it is like a bear. So you just wander down to a wilderness park and go... Look at my nuts. They are ensconced in rancid meat. Which leads me neatly to the Sherlock Holmes trailer, which has been kind of the biggest thing on the net at the moment. Guy Ritchie is directing the new Sherlock Holmes film.
Oh, really?
Starring whom?
They gave him another film to do.
Well, yeah. Nice. He said, can I please have another film?
What a shame Madonna's not in the picture anymore.
I think he broke up with Madonna, meaning he actually removed her from his colon and ejected her out the airlock of his spaceship. So I found out that Guy Ritchie was directing this film and Robert Downey Jr. is playing Sherlock Holmes.
Great.
Jude Law is playing Watson.
Okay.
And Rachel McAdams is in a corset. That's all you need to know.
Great.
So basically I had a total coronary failure. Sherlock Holmes is kind of the touchstone of awesome for me. And what I did is I wanted to try and compare myself to Sherlock Holmes because let's face it, who doesn't? So in the first Sherlock Holmes short story, they actually have a quick list where Watson goes through Holmes's main attributes. And I'll go through them now. So, okay, he has a knowledge of botany that's variable. I woke up in a hedge once, so I think that kind of counts here. A knowledge of chemistry is profound. I wouldn't say it's profound, but I did once throw an ice cream cone at a police car once. He wears a lot of waistcoats. He does wear a lot of waistcoats.
Oh, my God, you're wearing a waistcoat right now.
You are Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I am Sherlock Holmes. And also, he plays violin very well. And if by play violin you mean I don't play violin, then, yeah, I'm pretty much Sherlock Holmes.
Wow.
Yeah, also, yeah. And also he can box and sword fight and play violin and is an opium addict.
I thought it was coke took in it. Maybe it is opium.
He wasn't fussy.
These were written back in the 19th century, and they do involve a little bit of drug taking.
He was basically just an intrepid smackhead.
Yeah.
And
is there Moriarty, who is his arch enemy? Is that going to be in the film?
He's not in the film, no.
That's a shame.
Yeah, no.
No Moriarty.
Never mind. That's okay.
Oh, well. I mentioned before, myself as a child, wiping my bum with poison ivy. I was a pretty relaxed child.
Except for when you wiped your ass with poison ivy.
Except for then, yeah. But I always had trouble when it came to, like, getting operations done or taking medication or doing anything really important, because I'd always get a bit kind of errant and a bit freaked out. And scientists have now come up with a way to help children relax themselves into situations like this. Now, remember stack hats?
Yeah.
Kids love stack hats, right?
I still wear a stack hat.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Oh, look, a tumbleweed. Now, imagine if a stack hat went on like a date with an anaesthetist. And they had a baby that was raised by wolves and then was raised by doctors. Okay. Yep. Now, this device has actually been invented. It's called the Pedi Sedate. It's this big, colourful helmet thing you put on, and essentially this snorkel comes down and actually puts, what's it called? Nitrous oxide.
How relaxing for the child.
Yeah, and but it plugs into like a ween. The kid sits there playing this game and slowly getting drugged into a stupor. Now,
that's not going to have any...
Sherlock Holmes used to wear one of
it's
those.
It's not going to have any repercussions later on in life for the kids.
So it works. It clamps to the head of the child. It clouds the senses of the child. It drugs them into unconsciousness. Which actually makes it sound like a face hugger from Alien.
It does. So except it doesn't impregnate the child with its spawn.
But it does, Lindsay. It lays eggs in the child and then they explode a week later. What's wrong with chloroform?
That's what I've always said. Paul Verhoeven.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks, we'll catch you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul.
See you guys. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.